Disclosure of secrets in the 70s didn't destroy the nation. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. President Barack Obama promised more transparent, more creative government. His release of the torture memos and the Pentagon's expected release of more photos of detainee abuse is a step in the right direction. Yet he assured the CIA he will not prosecute those who followed the instructions to torture from the Bush administration. Congress might not agree with this leniency, with prominent senators calling for investigations. Senator Carl Levin, the Democrat of Michigan, the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, just released a 262-page report called Inquiry into the Treatment of Detainees in U.S. Custody. Levin said the report, quote, represents a condemnation of both the Bush administration's interrogation policies and of senior administration officials who attempted to shift the blame for abuse to low-ranking soldiers, claims that detainee abuses could be chalked up to the unauthorized acts of a few bad apples were simply false, he said. Senators Patrick Leahy, Democrat of Vermont, and Dianne Feinstein of California also are proposing investigations. The Senate interest in investigation has backers in the U.S. House, from Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Chair of the House Judiciary Committee John Conyers, who told the Huffington Post recently, we're coming after these guys. Amrit Singh, staff attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union, said the Pentagon photos provide visual proof that prisoner abuse by U.S. personnel was not aberrational but widespread, reaching far beyond the walls of Abu Ghraib. Their disclosure is critical for helping the public understand the scope and scale of prisoner abuse, as well as for holding senior officials accountable for authorizing or permitting such abuse, she said. The ACLU also won a ruling to obtain documents relating to the CIA's destruction of 92 videotapes of harsh interrogations. The tapes are gone, supposedly, but notes about the content of the tapes remain, and a federal judge has ordered their release. In December 2002, when the Bush torture program was well underway, then-Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld signed off on a series of harsh interrogation techniques described in a memo written by William Haynes, one of the Bush Six, being investigated by Spanish Judge Baltasar Garzon. At the bottom of the memo, under his signature, Rumsfeld scrawled, "I stand for 8 to 10 hours a day. Why is standing limited to 4 hours?" Rumsfeld zealously classified information in his years in government. A similar crisis confronted the U.S. public in the mid-1970s. While the Watergate scandal was unfolding, widespread evidence was mounting of illegal government activity, including domestic spying and the infiltration and disruption of legal political groups, mostly anti-war groups, and a broad-based secret government crackdown on dissent. In response, the Senate Select Committee to Study Governmental Operations with Respect to Intelligence Activities was formed. It came to be known as the Church Committee, named after its chair, Idaho Democratic Senator Frank Church. The Church Committee documented and exposed extraordinary activities on the CIA and FBI, such as CIA efforts to assassinate foreign leaders and the FBI's COINTELPRO, that's counterintelligence program, which extensively spied on prominent leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's not only the practices that are similar, but the people. Frederick A.O. Schwartz, Jr., general counsel to the Church Committee, noted two people who were active in the Ford White House and attempted to block the committee's work.
Rumsfeld and then Cheney were people who felt that nothing should be known about the secret operations and there should be as much disruption as possible.
Senator Church's widow, Bethene Church, now 86, continues to be very politically active in Idaho. She was so active in Washington in the 70s that she was known as Idaho's third senator. She says there needs to be a similar investigation today.
I think if we don't look at what happened, we might do it again. When you think of all the things that the Church Committee tried to straighten out, and when you think of the terrific secrecy that Cheney and all of these people dealt with, they were always secret about everything, and they didn't want anything known. I think people have to know what went on, and that's why I think an independent committee outside of the Congress that just looked at the whole problem and everything that happened. But I think that's the kind of thing that the people in government need to be, is very upfront about what's happening.
I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.